Okay, today is Daf Tadik Vav. We are on Daf Tadik Vav, on the first line of Daf Tadik Vav. Today, Michael texted me last night, today is the yard site of the Nesiva Shalom, so we'll learn Lilnishmas, the yard site of the Nesiva Shalom. So, Ella, Kederos Shal Mikdash, if you have a pot that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, so Amai Yishaver, why does it have to be broken? Why do you have to break it? So we said before, I'm not 100% sure what this question is asking, because we said before that the reason why you can't kasher earthenware is because you have to kasher it from the inside, and we're afraid you're gonna have you don't want to break, you don't want it to break. It's not gonna do a good job of kashering, because right. You don't want it to break, right? So I'm not sure why it's different here. Why is the Beis HaMikdash Kalim different? Why do you have to break them? After all, Nahadrinhu Likiv Shonos, put them back into the kilns. With the, I'm not 100% sure what this question is asking. Rashi says, what?
You can't put that earthenware kaleb back in the kiln.
What do you mean?
You can't reheat it.
Why not?
It'll fall apart. You're not going to kosher it. It's going to fall
Rashi
apart.
Rashi says, Hawil v'islu takanta b'libun. You can fix it with libun. You'll purge out all the, all the flavor, all the bad flavor. Ha'okimna, the time of Mishum b'luahu. The reason why you have to do this is because Rashi's heading off a question. We said yesterday, what was the reason why you have to do this? Is it because of Bishul? Is it because of flavor? V'lo ha-Bishul kapit kra, the name of Gzeres HaKatzavu. Not because of Bishul, that you cooked in it, but it's because the flavor is absorbed. Now, Rashi says something totally out of left field. Unihi, it's true. The b'mishkan ksiv yishaver. It says in the Mishkan you have to break them. Lafi shelo hayelo kavuin liyos lehem kivshonos l'tarif klicheres. In the Midbar, they didn't have kilns traveling with them to be able to do this to kalim. Aval b'mikdash nadrinu l'kivshonos. But why can't we do this in the Beis HaMikdash? Put them back into the kiln and reheat them and get the flavor out. So what about the fact that we're not going to do a good job because we're afraid it's going to break? I don't know. Like, what happened to that problem?
No,
one second. Shayotze tarfim behem v'yislavnu. And he'll fix it. What does the note say?
No, read the next
question. Yeah? Ain't osin. No, that's the answer. It's an earthenware pot. Earthenware pot.
Not a regular.
No. Regular pot, you can kosher.
That's right. You can heat.
Just heat it up and kosher it. The question was earthenware pots. So we said yesterday, you can't really kosher an earthenware pot because you have to get it very hot. We're afraid it's going to crack. So what are you going to do? You're not going to make it so hot. You don't want it to crack. You're not going to make it so hot. You're not going to do a good job of leaving. You can't kosher them. So let's think about this question now. I'm not 100. Anyone have an answer? I'm not 100% sure what the question is. Anyway, Amar Reb Zeira.
First time that I'm hearing about for
earthenware.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Because we don't do it. We don't do it because. Because, so maybe, I think...
You don't have a kiln but outside of this, I mean, this is not a valid way to kosher. You don't kosher it.
Correct, because you're afraid it's going to crack. So what I think the question here is, so why do you have to break it? Why can't you just like melt it and reuse it? That must be the question. Why do you have to break it?
What's the other choice?
The other choice is to put it into the kiln. And listen to the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, Lefi She'ein... We don't make kivshonos in Yerushalayim. In the city of Jerusalem, there were no kivshonos.
Because of the smoke.
So Yerushalayim is a holy place. It's a place of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, smoky places all around. It's not that kind of town. What about Woodmere, which is such a town? You could have a kiln in Woodmere, no halacha like that. Then what's the issue? Right? I'm not 100% sure what's going on here.
What about the smoke from the korbanos?
That's good smoke.
Oh, that's white smoke.
Huh? Right?
So is that because it has to be done in the basement? It can't be done outside.
No, I understand. But I have a kli, and someone came, and my babysitter came, the maid came, and she cooked in my pot. So what do we do today? We kosher it. She trades up your pot. You kosher it. What if it's an earthenware pot, which we don't have today? But what if it was? We can't kosher it. So why not? Put it into the kiln. Why not? So I don't know what this means. So Amar Abaya, that's the answer to the question. No kilns in Yerushalayim. What about Woodmere? I don't know. So Amar Abaya, v'chi osin ashbasos ba'azara. So I don't understand. You break the kli in the azara, right? Marcel asked me, where exactly in the azara are you doing this? Where in the azara was the area where they broke kalim that got flavor in them? Where was it? Where did this happen? Where did this happen? Is there a room for this? Like, what happened? Wow. So you have a room full of, so you have this, like, rooms full of garbage, broken pottery. What do you do with it? V'chi osin ashbasos ba'azara.
They had a room with
right?
The original mizbeach broken up.
Right. So
that thing can have this thing again?
What?
That storage space. Yeah. That garbage dumps.
Yeah.
They filled it up and they got rid of it.
Right. So the Beis Halevi asks, what kind of question is this? See, breaking kalim he could do, but having smoke he can do? That's the Gemara's question. Ask the Beis Halevi, what kind of question is that? Breaking the kalim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. The Torah says, if you have a keli, you have to break it. What kind of question is that? Why can't I, if I can do that, so why can't I put into the kiln? There's no mitzvah to put into the kiln. What kind of question was this? So, his question was, we have just broken pottery all over the Azara. Ishtam to me say, hadatani shmaya bekalanvo, he forgot what this person said, that shivik kli cheres nivlon bimkomon. Whenever the kli cheres was broken, it got swallowed up in its spot. A nace. So there was no garbage around. No one got hurt. No kohen got a blister. No kohen got his foot cut. No, none of that didn't happen. Anyway, there were shoes, right? No, it was a nace.
In both, but in the first.
I don't know.
Yeah, but this was not mentioned on the missing that really happened that day in the
Beis Hamikdash. I know. I know.
But the other ones that are listed elsewhere.
No, this is not one of the nisim. Yeah. L'chor, this happened every day. Because every day they were a day behind in pots. Mm-hmm. Big industry, selling pots to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's a big business.
That's a kind of roadside.
Like the Aaron and the Kruvim, they had these nisim with them as
no,
well.
No, talking about the nisim, there was no flies in the Beis HaMikdash.
No one right. Said it's too crowded.
That's from Avos, but there's other places where it lists other things.
And this is one of them?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, good, excellent. Ella had Amar of Nachum Amar Rabbi Baravua Tano Shel Mikdash Shel Mateches Haya. What about an oven? So an oven, we said yesterday that an oven is so hot that you could break the oven. You could kosher an oven made out of cheres. Why? Because oven's bifnim and when our brain's going to break, that's what an oven is. It's super hot. So can you kosher an oven? So why is it the oven out of cheres? I don't know what you gain, but make the Gemara says. He says. All the ovens in the basement are made out of metal. Why are they made out of metal? Navid de cheres, make it out of cheres, and you can kosher them on the inside. You're afraid it's going to break? You're not afraid it's going to break. That's what an oven is. So the Gemara answers, and I don't know what the benefit of an oven of cheres over metal is. What's the Gemara's question? Why should I entertain making it out of cheres? I don't know. What?
More environmentally friendly?
Yeah, I doubt the Gemara was concerned about that.
If it was metal, wouldn't it be armament or something of sort?
Somebody asked that the other day. Was it at work? I don't remember. Anyway, since part of the things you baked in the oven, not just karbanos that you had to eat, which was really a benefit for the kohen, but mamish, shtei alechem and lechem apanim, which are part of the avoda, to make bread, part of the avoda. Shtei alechem was on Shavuos. Lechem apanim was every Shabbos. Afiyas and betanor, kshushas and betanor, they have to be baked in an oven. The kedusha of these breads is when they come out of the oven. Havale kli shareis. It became now a kli shareis. Cooking it just for my eating it. Not a kli shareis. But this is a kli shareis. The ev kli shareis, the cheres, lo avdinan. We don't make kli shareis out of earthenware. We don't do that. We don't make kli shareis out of earthenware. Okay? Vafilu Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed klisharis to be made out of non-metal, lo kamar elo de eat. He only said that about wood. Avol decheres lo, but not cheres. Okay?
So there's not one oven in the basement that was made of
klisharis.
Was any? All the ovens were metal or wood?
Really? Yeah.
No earthenware
ovens. Not kli cheres. Correct. I would venture to say that the reason why they used Kli Cheres was because it was better.
It was better.
It retains the heat. Maybe it tasted better. That's what I think. Because if that's what it sounds like, right? Then why are you busy with Kli Cheres pots that you have to break? Why? Because it's better.
Maybe it's cheaper.
Okay.
Wouldn't a wooden oven catch on fire itself?
Now, can't a wooden oven? Now, no, there's a kalim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda. Listen to this story. In this story has three pages of talk about this story. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Havi Regel Kamed Rav Bar Chama. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda used to learn by Rav Bar Chama. Shavke Va'azal L'Rav Sheshes. He left that yeshiva and he went to learn by Rav Sheshes. So Yomachad, one day, Pagabei, they bump into each other. He bumps into his old Rebbe, Amalei. So the Rebbe tells him, Al-Kapta, Naktan, Recha, Isle Liad, that Al-Kapta is an officer. That when you hang around the officer, you become an officer. Right? Mishum da'azalta lech lechabed Rav Sheshes, havalach ki Rav Sheshes? Well, because you want to go to hang out by Rav Sheshes now, you think you're Rav Sheshes? Right? What? You went to go dafyomi somewhere else. Think it's better over there? You think it's better over there? You think you're going to become like that, you know, that superstar Rosh Hashiva because you went there? Like you hang around with the officer, so you become all of a sudden the governor, right? Because you're some underling, right? All of a sudden you're so special. That's what you think? So, Amalei, no. Labishim hachimar. That's not why I went there. I'm not such a Balgaiver like you think. No. Ki ba'ina milsa, when I had a question, pashat li misvara. You answered me from svara. What?
It says
yeah. No. Ki mishkachna masnisa parchale. When I had a question, you answered it. Right? Rav Sheshes is different. Ki ba'ina milsa mine, when I have a question by him, pashat li mi masnisa. He answers me from a Mishnah. Not from Svara, from a Mishnah. What? It's better. Yes. Dechinami Mishkachna Masnisa. And then I find another Mishnah that says the opposite. Uparcha Masnisa, Umasnisahi. So it's a dispute between two Mishnahs. We have to get a resolution. You didn't do that. You gave me Svara. What's Svara worth? It's not backed by sources. Very interesting. In the back, in the Masifta, they have five pages of what's going on here, what's the Mahalach, what's the best way to learn, all these kind of things.
You've been thinking, you go to your Rebbe before you left Yeshiva, by the way, I'm leaving because ABC just left in the middle of the night.
Yeah, he left the middle of the night.
And away, you come to your Rebbe, you say,
I'm not saying this about Rebbe Bar Chama, but some Rebbe, you have to do that. The way they are. That's some rebbeim, you have to do that, Mamish. I'm not saying Rebbe Chama was like that.
Right.
But there are some rebbeim like that. You're supposed to pick up and leave in the middle of the night, right? Otherwise you can't get out. Amalei, so by my name, Milsa, the Pashalach Kimas Nisa, ask me a question, I'll give you the answer from a Mishnah. That's what you want? All right, I'll give you all, I can also do that. So by my name, Bishul B'miksas, listen to this question. Bishul B'miksas, if you cooked in a partial kli, torn kli, Marika Ushtifa or Ainton? Does the kli require the whole kli has to be rinsed out? And kasher, only the part of the kli that touched the food? What kind of question was that? Yeah. So, look at the... What? It's not. It's an even worse than Rabbi Yirmiyahu question. The question doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Tosfos points out, look at the top Tosfos. Tema, my kumi boyali. What kind of question was that? My, and by the way, he's going to answer a question, well, what about by a beged? If there was a stain on a beged, you didn't have to wash the whole beged, only the makom adam. So to here, only the makom of the food. So, Michael Bibarli, what kind of question was that? What was he thinking when he asked this question? Is it just to bother his old rabbi with a crazy question? Why is the question so crazy? I don't know what kind of kli this is. If only part of the kli was on the ish when you cooked it, right? V'shar ha'kli tonein, and the rest of the kli was cold. Kami boyale im kain, ma'ika amar. If that's the question, then what was the answer about sprinkling? We're going to have it in a minute. He answered him, well, what about by a beged? What kind of answer was that? Bishul mefafeya, halo mefafeya bekule kli. By a kli, by a cooking, whatever's in the kli spreads to the whole kli. You don't have that by a beged. The blood spritzes on one spot. So there's one spot to clean the spot. So what kind of answer was that? What kind of question? What kind of answer? In ibishal a kli cham, if the kli was hot, the whole kli was hot, then pshita de mefafeya bekule. There's no question the whole kli has to be kashered. Uboy mariku shtifa. And it requires cleansing. Vikomi boyle imifafeya bakule klio lo. And the question is, does it spread to the whole kli or not? If that's your question, does the food, I put it on the northern part of the kli, did it spread to the whole kli? Imkane bishari surum namiti boyle. Then that same question could be, by any time that someone cooked milk and meat. Well, did it trace up the whole pot? Well, let's see. Did it spread to the whole pot? So, what kind of question was this? Right? So, it's a very good question. It's such a good question that Tosfos couldn't answer it. So any answer you're going to give, Tosfos thought of it. So the Sfasema says, yeah, it could be that maybe he calls it a tam kolosh, a weak tam. It's a weak imparting of flavor, and maybe the halachas are different. That's the best he can come up with. Right? The question is much better than the answer, right? So anyway, his question was, part of the kli was cooked in it, so they have to rinse the whole kli. Amalei, ain't on. You don't have to. After all, midi d'havyaza. It's no different than the beged, sprinkling the blood on the beged. One spot in the beged got dirty. Clean that one spot. You don't have to clean the whole beged. So, v'halo tanahachi, but you didn't give me a source for that. You didn't give me a source for that. You told me you didn't give me a source. So, amalei, mistabra ki beged. It's mistabra, it's like a beged. Now he quotes the source. The source is our Mishnah. We had a Mishnah on Daftar Gimel. Ma beged eno ton kibus elamokam adam. Just like the beged only requires the spot where it got dirty. Af kli eno ton riko shtifa elamokam bishol. It only requires the spot where you cooked in it. That spot that got trafe, that's the spot that requires cleansing. Amalei, so the Talmud, this is the Talmud who left his Rebbe. Says, me dummy, is that comparable? Dam lo mefafeya. Dam doesn't spread. Bishul mefafeya. Bishul spreads. What kind of answer was that? What kind of question was this? Right? But when you cook something in a pot, even if you only cook it over, of course it spreads. Right. So what's the mitzvah to this question? So, v'o, Tanya, we also have a brisa that says, chamor hazah imiriku shtifa. There are some ways where cleaning a beged is more machmir than kashering a pot. And there are some ways on the other way around. When kashering a pot is more chamor than cleaning a beged. What ways? Chamor baza, chazah is more machmir, shazah yeshna bechatah sachitonis, ubaza, chazah panimios. Chazah, the stains apply by inner chatases and outer chatases. Cleaning the pot doesn't apply by inner chatases because they're not eaten. No one eats that. No one eats that. So no kashering pots because no one eats it. Yesh l'fnei zrika. And you could also have it before zrika. It could spill on you before zrika. Masha ein kein ben riku shtifa. Riku shtifa you can't have before zrika because you can't eat the chatas unless you do zrika. And yesh l'fnei zrika. Masha ein kein riku shtifa. There are some things that are more machmir by the... I'm sorry. Chomer ben riku shtifa. There's another chomer ben riku shtifa. Shamarika v'shtifa. Novegas, ben kotche kachim, ben kotche kalim. It applies by both. Bishul, b'mixas, hakli. Here's the line. Bishul, b'mixas, hakli. If you only cooked in part of a kli, ton mariku shtifa kol hakli. It requires mariku shtifa in the whole kli. Masha ein kein bazal. You don't have that by a beged. So you just told me I don't have to do it. It's like a beged. There's a process that's the exact opposite of what you said. Amalei. Tanya. All right. If a Bryce said that, then I'm wrong. You like that answer? The Bryce said that, so I'm wrong. I take it back. I retract. I said you don't have to wash the whole pot. Not true. I guess you do. The Bryce said you do. So you do. You hear that?
Rabbi Brachama was invited to the
Talmud.
Correct. His former Talmud. He left that yeshiva.
Left that yeshiva.
Couldn't bring him back.
Couldn't bring him back. Tried, right? Okay. What are the depths of that story?
Wow.
A lot there.
What?
There's a lot there.
It's something for 3 a.m. in the morning.
What?
It's something for 3 a.m. in the morning.
On Shavuot night?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay. Now.
It's good. Well, we have one question. The halach of cleaning out the pot from the carbon, can you use it, if you have it for a carbon chazos, can you keep using it for a different carbon chazos?
No. You have to clean it each time. Because it's nos.
Yeah.
You have to break it each time. Every day, they're breaking pots.
You can't use the one more than one this time.
Correct. Exactly. Now the Gemara says, time am I. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for what?
The entire thing.
Yeah. Didn't we just say the reason? Didn't we just say it 2 lines ago? Because it spreads? Okay, what's the Gemara's question for time am I? What's the reason for that? We just said that. So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, in between the Choshes, Boshla. Afilu makes us clean. It quotes a Pasuk. Quotes a Kha Pasuk. Didn't we just say why I have to do that? Because it spreads to the whole Kli, unlike a beggar? Didn't we just say, what's the time am I? It's a good question. So the Tzon Kachim, the question is better than the answer. So the Tzon Kachim answers, because why do you need both, Marika and Shtifa? Why do you need both? That's what the Gemara says. Why do you need both? What about just doing it with one? What are they even, Marika and Shtifa? What are they? We keep saying kashrut. It's not what they are. Because the next Gemara is going to show, it's not really what they are. But why do you need, whatever they are, why do you need both? The answer is, you need both. Right? Okay. Why? The answer is a pasuk says you need both. Okay. Now, then we said, okay, this is complicated. Echad kachay kachim, vechad kachay kalim. It doesn't matter if the pot was used to cook kachay kachim or kachay kalim. You require Mirika and Shtifa. That was the Tanakhama said that. Reb Shimon said, no. Kachay kalim don't require Mirika and Shtifa. Only kachay kachim. Why not? I'm not 100% sure why. Oh, yeah. We'll get to it. Tanur Banan. Chatos. It says in the Gemara, it says in the Torah, Chatos. Ainli ala Chatos. I only know this applies by a Chatos. Kala kachim minayin. Manolan. Minayin. What about other kabanos? How do you know the same halachas? You have to kash the pots. Tamar lomar. Kodesh kachim hi. It says Kodesh kachim hi. Okay? Rashi says, V'samach lei kol zachar kahanim yochel osa. Kachim kachim hi. Right? So it's some kind of limud. Some kind of limud that it implies to other kabanos too. Yachal shani marbes a truma. Maybe truma pots also have to be kashered because they're also kodesh. If the kasher truma pot, there's no noser by truma, so it's a funny question. Maybe if the kasher truma pot, tamad lamar osa prat la truma. No, truma pots you don't have to kasher. They stay in the kohen's house. If he has company, he can't invite over non kahanim unless he serves them chulin, right? So you have to be careful, okay? You don't have to kasher the pots. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, who we'll see is the same shita as the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kachay kachim tudim riko shtifa. Now kachay kachim require kashering. Kachay kalim ein antunim riko shtifa. Kachay kalim do not require, that's what he said in the Mishnah. Dechsev, because it says, kodesh kachim. Only kodesh kachim it says. Kachay kachim in, kachay kalim lo. And for sure truma not. For sure not truma pots have to be kashered, right? Even kachay kalim don't have to be kashered. It's a good question. My time of Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say you require kashering for both? After all, the Torah only said kachay kachem. So, mid'itzrach osa lemute truma, because since we got rid of truma, since we had a limud, a miyut, not truma, michlal, the kachay kalim tonim rigu shtifa. So you see from here that kachay kalim require it. Right? Rabbi Shimon omelach, osa kidamrinan. No, this word osa is not mamayet truma. It's mamayet what we were mamayet on daftad gimel, which was only like 5 days ago, 3 days ago. Anybody remember what we were mamayet when the word osa on daftad gimel 3 days ago? We were mamayet that dam, if dam of a chatas was kosher, and then it became pasul, and then it went on the beged doesn't have to be cleaned. Why? Because it's not really dam. It's not really the dam that we what we want because it got puzzle. So that's what it's mamayit. It's not mamayit truma. Truma lo boy miku shtifa. Now truma doesn't require miku shtifa. By the way, this is not kashering that we think of kashering. It's after the kashering. It's not kashering. Kashering is not even mentioned in kashering. There's a certain kind of cleaning they have to do. How do they translate the words miku and shtifa? It's not kashering because
rinsing
and purging. So I'm not sure what this is. Because you asked a good question. I know, but he asked a good question. He said, what, by kachi kalim, it's also going to be no sir. It's also no sir by kachi kalim. So why don't you have to do Marika and Shtifa by kachi kalim? What? I know, what kind of pasta? What do you mean? It's no sir. It's absorbed into the pot. You have to get that absorption out. You have to get that flavor out.
It's not only because of flavor.
Right. It's true. So Minat Torah.
Soul of some sort. That's how you have to do it.
Right.
That's the out.
So Minat Torah, after 24 hours, no more flavor anyway. Right? So you can just, instead of breaking pots every day, you can just have a rotation. Wait.
You can't take the blee out of it.
Sure you can. It goes out on its own. Minat Torah.
But there's a shiur for a no sir. You said it's a kazayis, and when it's just talking about the flavor, there's no kazayis. So let's be shiur. So you shouldn't count for that.
No, so you tell me that's a different child, a chati shir. Right? Anyway, now truma lo boy miriko shtifa? Truma doesn't require miriko and shtifa, a truma pot? For Tanya, kedera shal bishal ba basar, a flesh pot, lo yivashal ba chalav. You can't put milk in it. Right? There's no Mishnah in Shas that says this. It's a brisa. Right, to Tanya, it's a brisa,
really?
Right? Yes. There are Mishnayos that say, what happens if the dam of a carbon got pustled and it spilled on begadim? That is five Mishnayos on. But something that happened all the time, in every single home, every Jewish home throughout history, there's no Mishnah that says that. It's a brisa. And a fleshik pot, yes, there's two sets of pots. You can't use the same one for fleshik and milchiks. You hear this? Amazing thing. Amazing thing. Hashas is structure.
Yeah,
you have to kasher it. But you can't, otherwise you can't use the same pot for dairy and meat. It's a brisa, not a mishnah. V'im bishel benos ein tam. V'im bishel benos ein tam. If you did cook in it, what's the shear? No ein tam. Right? So what do? We today, we have that's called, what's called 60. If there's 60 times more, well, you're a dairy pot. You just cooked milk in it. Then you make chalot in it. So you didn't do it on purpose. So if you could taste the flavor of the milk in the chalent, you have problems. Right? Then it's usher. If not, it's mutter. We made up, we didn't do this, the Gemara did. It's a ratio is 1 to 60. Right? You could ask a guy to taste it, because it's not usher for him. And if he tastes it, then it's a problem. Right? And it's a machlokas who the guy is. Is he an expert? Or that's the opposite. Is he not an expert? You ask him, like, it's called Mesiach Lefitumo. While you don't even know why you're asking him. He doesn't even know why you're asking. What?
Casual.
You don't even know why you're asking him. It's casual. By the way, my wife tastes this. What do you think? You think it's good? It tastes a little milk in here. Right? That's what the Rebbe Akiva Eger says. That's why we don't ask a guy today. Why don't we ask a guy today? No. Because it's a machlokas. Whether you ask a guy who's an expert, or you ask a guy Mesiach Lefitumo. Those two reasons are in contradiction to each other. You can't ask an expert. You're only asking an expert because he's an expert. He's on TV. He's a cooking show on TV. He's an ex-mamashid expert. You can't ask him a casual. You can't ask a casual person while you're asking him. So it's a contradiction. Don't ask a guy anymore. Just use 60. Now, truma lo yivashal b'chulim. Truma pot can't be cooked a chulin pot. You can't cook chulin in it. Right? V'im bishel b'no sein tam. Why can't you cook in it? What? Because the flavor imparts. So if you're inviting over your Yisrael friend, and you're cooking, I'm only cooking chulin. Don't worry, no truma. I'm not going to make the guy be chayef kares. No, I'm not going to cook any truma. Don't let him come. Yeah, what about the pot? The pot has truma in it. The pot has truma in it. So you're cooking a chulin cholent in the pot from last Shabbos. Okay, so it's last Shabbos, so maybe it went away. But the problem. So same Bryce, you can't do that. So what do you see? Of course you have to kasher truma pots. How can we say you don't have to? three answers to this question. Why is Truma different? Amar Abaya, answer number one. Lo tzricha, we don't exclude Truma from pot, from kashering, Ella with the Amar Mar, for the following. Bishal b'miksas, ton kli, mrika shtifa, kala kli. So we learned before that if you only use part of a kli, you have to kasher the whole kli. Ha-truma lo tzarech el makom bishal. But truma, you can still get away with kashering only the part that you cooked in. You can kasher only that part. That's why truma is different.
Why is it different? It's the same pot, the same...
Yeah, but when it comes to other isurim, we're more machmir. We said it's mafaseya, it's spread out. By truma, we're not going to say that. You have to kasher it? Of course you do. There's a bright that you have to kasher truma too. Not to the same degree. All the answers are the same answer. Not to the same degree. Rava Amar, lo tzricha, el d'amar mar. Now this halacha of that we don't care about truma as much, mayim, when you're kashering a pot, you have to use water. Lo yayin, you can't use wine. Lo yayin, lo yayin, b'mayim, v'lo b'mazug. What does that mean, b'mayim, v'lo b'mazug? B'mayim, I'm sorry. B'mayim, v'lo b'yayin, you can't use wine. B'mayim, v'lo b'mazug. And you can't use mixture of wine and water. Right? Ha, but by truma, afilu yayin, afilu mazug. For truma, you could even use wine to kasher it, and you could even use partial wine, right? Right. Rashi says truma afilu the first wide line afilu biyayin ubamazuk. You could even use wine. Delo kaptinon because we don't ela agolas iser hanivlabo because all we care about is getting the iser out. What does that mean? What does he mean to say by that? What does Rashi mean to say by that? What's the iser by the moser? Same thing. I want to get the iser out. Not sure what he means by that. And number three, Rabba Bar Ula Amar, Lo Nistricha Eld Amar Mar, for the following things. Now, explain this to me. Marika Ushtifa Betzonein. Marika and Shtifa can even be with cold water. How could you do Marika and Shtifa with cold water? Right? The answer is, this is a procedure after you've kashered the pot. After you've kashered, we're not talking about kashering. You've kashered it already.
But we're rinsing.
Rinsing.
So what's the point?
What?
So what's the point?
You ever saw people, maybe people Erev Pesach, they do Haggalah.
Right.
Right? And then they put cold water over it? Have you ever seen that?
Only if the pot's too hot.
No. They'll kasher their coats. They want a silver coat. They want to use their coats for Pesach.
Right.
So they kasher it. What do they do? Right. Put in a boiling pot of hot water. Right. Then they rinse cold water over it. You ever saw that? No? If you ever seen that, it's from this Gemara right here.
It's a pot of cold water.
Well, what's the reason?
The reason is because sometimes the cold water afterwards is the makom patash.
What does that achieve?
It's like the final act of purging. Cold water after it's been hot. Right?
But in the Metzias process, what does it achieve?
No, probably nothing. Like, Metzias wise, The whole thing is a halachic invention, because do pots really have flavor on the sides of them?
Is it supposed to be like quenching it?
Yeah. Now you might have to kosher a kosher anyway because you never cooked in it. All you put in it was wine, which is a kosher Pesach anyway. But just to give you an example,
exactly.
Right? Just to give you an example. If you ask a scientist, do pots have flavor in their walls that when you cook, you cook milk in a pot? You wait 2 hours. 2 hours you wait. Then you cook chalent in that pot. Scientifically, do the flavor of the milk go into the chalent?
No.
Scientifically?
No.
Halachically it does. Halachically it does.
So you wash the pot out?
A metal pot.
You mean you washed it out?
You washed it out. You cleaned it out. You don't wait 24 hours. You wait 20 minutes.
Right.
And I cook chalent in it.
Right.
Scientifically, is there any flavor of milk in this chalent?
No, probably.
Halachically, there is. Scientifically, is there? I don't know. I would be surprised if there is.
Jeff, what do you say?
It's out of the area. But I would... What?
The cholent is much more powerful. Construction guys.
It's true.
What?
He's got no material.
I would think. But halachically,
lasts a day or two.
So,
that fall on the brick of a CO?
What do you mean?
That you accept the fact that it's you don't.
No, so we it was in last week's parsha.
Yeah.
When they took the pots of the minyanim, they had to kasha them.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right.
So the Gemara says, because they were less than a day old, they'd be cooked in less than a day, within 24 hours, and the halacha is, why this is, we don't know. The halacha is that the walls of the pot impart flavor. So the minyanim were not kosher people, they didn't keep kosher, so it's trace things in there, so therefore it imparted flavor, they had to kasher it. And the Gemara asked over there, they could have waited a day, there's a whole Gemara there, we did it in Avodah Zarah. Yeah.
Isn't there also the thought that if you do have gala, then the water itself will contain, in the case of Pesach comments?
So we don't hold like that. Because everyone does hagala like that. Right?
You're not supposed to change the water if you do
that? I don't know about that. You go to one of these hagala places,
no,
they don't change the water.
It's all the same water.
It's all the same water.
It's
no, even they don't.
They just keep
anyway. Ha, afilu b'chamin. When it comes to truma, since we're more mekel, you can even use hot water. Hot water as the final, you know, rinsing, even hot water. Ha, nichal on the mariko shtif betonin. That only makes sense if you hold that mariko shtif as has to be done with cold water. El lamanda mariko shtif b'chamin, el mariko b'chamin, the shtif betonin, Michael Neymar. But some say that there's two different things, mariko and shtifa. One's with hot, one's with cold. What are you going to say, Michael Neymar? Then how is truma different? So Gemara answers, shtifa, yitzersa. You can have another shtifa on cold afterwards. Another shtifa on cold afterwards, and for truma you don't need that extra shtifa.
So you have to rinse it twice.
Correct. Not by truma. That's the kula of truma. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Sure.
Everybody have a very good day.